If God has made a promise that He will meet all of our needs, and if He has assumed that responsibility, then I don't have to carry that responsibility as a form of anxiety anymore.
Welcome to In Touch, the teaching ministry of Charles Stanley. During the first century, Christians faced tremendous persecution. Many lost their jobs, their homes, even their lives for the cause of Christ. For many of those scattered followers, anxiety reached a fever pitch. Into this situation, the Apostle Peter spoke a word of comfort. He had experienced the devastating effects of anxiety personally, but he had learned how to overcome its deception. The same key that sustained Peter is available to us today, and that's faith. Today, Dr. Stanley explains how faith in God is a solution to all our anxieties. Is worry an unwelcome companion? Are your finances or your family relationships or your health a constant source of stress? If so, stay tuned and learn to cast your cares on the Lord as you listen to Dr. Stanley's encouragement on this edition of In Touch.
Anxiety is one of those emotions that can sort of suddenly creep into our life, or it can explode into our life all of a sudden. But either way, anxiety is no friend to us, either emotionally, physically, or spiritually. When you look into the Scriptures and you look for that word anxiety, you find it often. And it means to be torn asunder, to be torn apart on the inside. We think in terms of worry, of being fretful, of fear. All of these things are part of anxiety. It is a sense of being out of control. That is, we can't control what's happening, and so we become anxious. What do we do with these anxieties? And how do we handle them? And so the title of this message is All Our Anxieties. And I want you to turn, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 5. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, there are four verses I want us to look at in this passage. And what he does here, he tells us what to do with these anxieties that we have. Usually, we'll read the seventh verse and let it go at that. But I want you to notice the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth verses, because what we do with our anxieties is to be found in all of these four verses. All our anxieties. He says in verse 6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time." Then he says, "Casting all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." There are three things, I believe, that the Apostle Peter says here are important if you and I are to know how to deal with all our anxieties. Not just some of them, but all of them. And the phrase, all our anxieties, is very important. And I believe the first thing he says here in this passage is, if we're going to deal with them, the first step is to humble ourselves before God. If this feeling of anxiety is the result of not being able to control my circumstances, no matter what they are, and being certain as to the outcome, then humbling myself before God says simply this, that I yield myself to Him, I submit myself to Him in confidence that He has the power to control my life, to guide my life, that Romans 8:28 is always true no matter what, that He's engineering the circumstances of our life for our good and His glory. So if I humble myself to Him, before Him, I submit myself to Him. If I submit myself to Him, I submit everything that comes with myself, all my worries, all my frustrations, all my anxieties. So to humble ourselves before God is to acknowledge our dependence upon Him and to acknowledge His sovereignty, His power, and that is, He is able to handle everything that you and I place at His disposal. So when it comes to humbling ourselves before the Lord, what we are doing here, we are yielding ourselves to Him. And if you'll notice, he says in this passage, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God." Now I want you to think about this. All of us at some time or the other, or even presently, have carried or do carry some excess emotional baggage in our life. And if we are wise enough and someone comes along and teaches us the truth, we're able to lay all of that down. Remember that to get rid of anxiety, you must be willing to give it up. You must be willing to surrender it. And when we humble ourselves before Him, we're not coming to one who may take it or who may be able. We know He's able. The question is, am I willing to give it up? At some point in your life as a believer, you said to God, I'm willing to trust my whole eternal future in your hands. Know that one of these days, unless Jesus comes first, I'm going to die. And therefore, in order to prepare for the future, I am going to surrender my entire future in your hands by trusting Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I know that today that I'm saved and eternally secure. How do I know that? I know that by faith. I have trusted in the witness and the testimony of the Word of God. I believe what God has said in His Word, and believing that Christ has become my Savior, and now I know that I'm eternally secure. Now I come to some little anxiety in my life, which may prove to be a big anxiety. Am I not willing to trust a sovereign, omnipotent God with this situation, this circumstance, this anxiety in my life? Am I not willing to trust Him with this particular need when I have trusted Him with my whole eternal future? If I'm willing to trust Him with my whole eternal future, which I have absolutely no control over, am I not willing to trust Him also for this anxiety that torments me, with which I struggle, it's an upheaval that goes on inside of me? Am I not willing to trust Him with that? Well, we should be able to, which leads me to the next step here. First of all, I must humble myself before God. That is absolutely first of all. And secondly, I must cast my cares upon Him. So if I'm going to deal with them, I first yield myself to Him. And then as He says, I must cast them upon Him. What in the world does He mean by casting our anxieties upon Him? If I cast my anxieties, these things that emotionally torment me and bother me, I have not cast them upon Him unless the feeling and the awareness of the weight and the struggle and the burden of it are gone. If I'm carrying that, I've not cast it. And so He says, cast all your anxieties upon Him, because He says He cares for us. Now let's distinguish between what He means by anxieties and what we mean by responsibilities. For example, we said all through the Scriptures, Jesus says we are to avoid anxiety because it makes no positive contribution to our life, not a single one. And so He says, get rid of it. Turn, if you will, to Matthew chapter 6. And here Jesus is talking about responsibilities that you and I have as believers. He says in Matthew chapter 6 in the Sermon on the Mount, notice how many times He says it beginning in verse 25. He says, for this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or for your body, what you shall put on. Is not your life more than food, and your body than clothing? So He says, don't be anxious about these things. Verse 27, and which of you by being anxious can add a single cubit to his lifespan? You can't either lengthen your life, and you can't lengthen your height by it. Verse 28, why are you so anxious about clothing? Observe the lilies of the field. Verse 31, do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Verse 34, do not be anxious for tomorrow. So all through this passage, He says again and again and again, but now think about this. Are these not things that you and I should be concerned about? How is it we're not to be anxious? Well, here's what Jesus is saying. He said, now, verse 33 of that chapter, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things should be added to you. What does He mean? He simply says this, surely you and I ought to have enough concern to prove responsible husbands and wives, responsible young people, for those things for which we're responsible, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, education, all the rest. We're responsible. So He says, now we do have a concern. That is a concern, by that I mean a sense of responsibility for doing our best and taking care of those things. But He says, I want you to do that without being anxious about it. Don't be worried about it. Don't be fretting about it. He says, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things, food, clothes, shelter, all of these things, He says, I will see to it that it's all there in the proper time if you will keep your focus right. So all through that chapter, what God is saying to the Lord Jesus Christ is, don't be anxious. Don't spend your time fretting over these things. I will take care of that. You get your focus on Me. You focus on obedience. You focus on the Spirit building character in your life, and let Me handle all the things that the world is troubled about. The unbeliever is troubled about. The unbeliever has 1,000 times 1,000 things to be anxious about. But believers, He says, don't let yourself be tormented by things that you should not even be concerned about. Because if you keep your focus right and your walk is right, he says, I'm going to handle these. Now listen, anything God can handle, he can handle better than you and I can handle them. So we're to humble ourselves before him, he says. And secondly, we are to cast our anxieties upon him. Now the question comes, how do I cast them? How do I place something upon him? Well, the two things I want to mention here primarily, and the first one is this. We cast our anxieties upon him by praying. So what do? We come to him in prayer and we say, Lord, here's what's troubling me, Father. And we just tell him what's troubling us. We tell him what's tormenting us, what causes us anxiety, what causes us to be afraid, what causes us to have a lack of peace and joy in our heart. We tell him, now listen, we tell him openly and honestly. Don't try to cover up any part of it. God, I feel hopeless. Lord, I feel helpless. God, I can't handle this. I'm not doing too well. I feel backslidden, Lord. I'm just not handling this at all. God, I need you. I can't handle it. Lord, I'm at my wit's end. I'm sick and tired of this. God, do something. When you bring it to him in prayer, you are presenting it to him. Now he says, cast all your cares, your burdens upon him. Cast all of your anxieties upon him, which means he is there willing to receive them. He is willing to receive whatever you give. That's why he says, cast all your anxieties upon him. And we do that, first of all, by praying. And secondly, we do it by trusting him. Now, go back to Philippians chapter 4 for a moment. You know this passage by heart, but some of you may not. And this is what he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. He says, speaking about anxiety, don't be anxious about anything. Listen to that. Or he says it here. He says, be anxious for nothing. Now, most of us could handle this better if he said, now, don't be anxious about these little things, but you have a right to be anxious about big things. No, he says, don't be anxious about what? About anything. I want to show you how, in a very practical way, you can genuinely, truly cast all of your anxieties upon him, leave them, and walk away. Here's what you do. You make a list of the things that cause you anxiety on a sheet of paper where you can see them. Now, don't be too prideful and say, well, I think I can remember them. No, that's not the issue. The issue is you want to make a list of them. And what you're going to probably find out, if you start making a list, there's more there than you think there is. Secondly, now here's what I want you to remember. We began by saying the Bible says, humble yourselves under the what? Humble yourselves under the what? The mighty hand of God. The mighty hand of God is the omnipotent hand of God, the all-sufficient, all-adequate hand of God. Now here's what you do with those anxieties. One by one, as you look at them on the sheet of paper, you take the first one. Let's say, for example, that one of your greatest anxieties is that you're deeply in financial debt. You take that and you put that in the hand of God. You visualize God's omnipotent hand and you place number one and you put it into his hand. God, I place this anxiety into your hand. I know that you will show me exactly what to do. And therefore, because you are more than sufficient to handle it, and you'll give me guidance what to do, I place that in your almighty hand. You go to the second one. You put each one of them in the almighty hand of God. Now, would you not agree, say amen, that he's able to handle all your anxieties? Amen? Amen. So he can handle them all. So one by one, you put them in his hand. Then when you've got them all in there, you take that piece of paper and you ball it up, you put it in your hand, and you clasp it together, symbolizing you have placed all of them into the almighty, supernatural, all-powerful, omnipotent hand of an almighty God who is more than sufficient to deal with all of your anxieties. And you clasp it there. And then you destroy it. You've given them all to him. You see, by an act of faith, you have visualized what God really does. Now, let me just say this to you. There are people who say, well, don't use that word visualizing, because that's what the humanists use. That's what the New Age movement uses. Let me tell you something. Don't let that crowd steal from you what is rightfully yours. For example, what is faith? Faith is no more than being able to visualize what is not true as if it were. I can visualize placing each one of my areas of anxiety in the hand of God, and by faith trusting him to handle that. Visualizing it is simply making it more real to me that my God who said His hand is almighty, my God whose shoulders are more than sufficient, I can lay every burden, every heartache, every trial, every care upon His omnipotent shoulders and know that He can handle it. I can visualize laying one on this shoulder and laying one on that shoulder, placing one in each hand and letting Him clasp those and saying, Son, I have all of your anxieties. Walk away with my perfect peace. Remember, I'm the one who cares for you, and walk away in perfect peace. And so what do you? You simply visualize God doing exactly what He says He'll do. He says, cast all of your cares upon me, all of your anxieties. He says, because I care for you. Here's a God who cares for us. Here's a loving God who really and truly cares. He says, lay all, cast all of those anxieties upon me. Let me handle them. Let me take care of them. I want to deal with them. I want to handle them. I don't want you carrying them. You see, we have little or no appeal as believers if we're walking around down in the mouth, down in the dumps, having lost our godly countenance because of our worry and our frustration, our anxiety. Who in the world who's an unbeliever can find any appeal in us about anything? They already have enough problems. We come along and talk about Jesus and we're under the load. They're not very receptive to that kind of a witness. But when you and I can walk above those circumstances in the midst of them, when we can lay our burdens and our heartaches and our troubles and our trials, our anxieties upon Him, and no matter what's going on, that somehow there is a sense of joy and peace and quietness on the inside, that's what gets the unbeliever's attention. He says, cast all of your burdens, all of your anxieties, all of your cares upon me, He says, because I care for you. Now I want you to watch this next one. We said, first of all, we're to humble ourselves before Him. That's an acknowledgement that He is more than able to take care of it, and I'm submitting it to Him. Secondly, He says we're to cast all of our cares upon Him through prayer and by faith, not some of them, but all of them, because He cares for us, gives us enough courage, gives us enough faith, enough strength. He says, cast all your cares upon me. But there's a third thing in this passage that I want us to see that sometimes we overlook when it comes to dealing with anxieties, and that is this next verse when He says, be of sober spirit, that is, be serious-minded. He says, be on the alert, be cautious. Your adversary, that is the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour or to destroy. He says, this is where we respond, resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Now you say, now wait a minute. I've always read that verse, cast all your cares upon Him or your anxieties, and He cares for us. But now you've talked about humbling myself before Him, right? Now you're talking about the devil, correct? Let me ask you a question. Who is the instigator of all anxiety? God wouldn't ever say to you, you better get worried. It's time for you to be worried. Now listen. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Satan is a deceiver. He deceived Eve. What did he do? He told her a lie. That's all he did. He said, oh, wait a minute, Eve. You won't surely die. You remember what Jesus said about him? Jesus said, the devil, listen, he's a liar. And all that, he's the father of. That means all lying originates with Satan. Now think about this. You know what Satan does? He lies to us and he gets our attention off of the Father and gets it onto himself and onto the lie, and he begins to talk, and he's a fast talker and very deceitful. And before you know it, we are now fretting and anxious over something that God has told us very, very clearly that He will take care of. You give it to Him, and what does Satan do? He comes back. Do you think it's, listen, you're not going to be able to lay some anxiety on the Lord and the Satan say, I give up. I quit. It's all over. I give up. I absolutely quit. Satan has never given up, and he'll never give up on any of us. You know what he does? He lets us have enough peace till we drop our guard. And what does he do? Very subtly and sometimes like an explosion, he lies to us and he gets our attention, or something happens, gets our attention, and we start believing the same old lies again. This is what he says in this passage. He says, be on the alert. Watch him. He's like a roaring lion. Look what he's doing. Seeking someone to devour. That is, looking for someone whose life he can foul up and mess up and destroy. That's his objective. He can't touch your eternal life, but he can sure foul up your life here and now. So that's what he's doing. He wants to lie to you. He wants you to believe those lies about God and about yourself and about others. Then notice what he says. But resist him firm in your faith. Now, how do you resist him? Let's say that you have gone through your list and you've placed in the omnipotent hand of God and you've walked away. And Satan throws one of those fiery darts at you and all of a sudden there's this twinge of anxiety. You simply say, Father, in Jesus' name, I reject this lie of the devil. I gave you that anxiety. You received it. You're adequate to handle it. Therefore, I resist and I reject any emotion of worry, fretting, and caring. Again, thank you in Jesus' name, and keep moving. You don't talk to him. You resist him in the name of Jesus Christ. You resist him by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You refuse his statements and his lies and believe what God says. So when he says all our anxieties, what do? I humble myself before him, acknowledging who he is in me and who I am in him. I simply cast all that upon him through prayer and faith, every single anxiety, all of it. He wants it all. And then resist the devil's attempts to steal that peace, that joy, that confidence, and that assurance. And he's saying to you, give it to me. Trust me with it. I know how to handle it. And I will take it. And I will free you if you will trust me.
Today, Charles Stanley pointed out that God will free you from your anxiety if you will learn to trust him. Remember that nothing is a surprise to him. So seek the Lord and he'll give you comfort and guidance.